Three, two, one, we're in.
Yo, what's up, cocksuckers? Welcome to the Chev Freestyle Podcast. Today we got a guest with us today.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yo,
introduce yourself, lad.
How are we? I'm Joel.
Yes, bro. Go on. Tell us a bit about yourself. Go on. Welcome to the Chev Freestyle Podcast.
It's an honor. What can I say?
Really, you're the first guest. You really are the first guest.
I know. Second episode as well.
Isn't it, lad?
You love to see it, lad.
Come on, let's roll into it. Go on, tell us about yourself.
I run. That's basically it. That's all I'm gonna. I'm not gonna lie.
The guy's a runner, and the guy is not only a runner, probably one of the best in the UK, if not the best in the UK for his age division. Don't be too humble about it, lad. We all know the truth.
I don't know about that one.
I will see. We'll see in good time. He's also a Joey Diaz fanatic.
That's what we like to hear, man.
You've done like Joey Diaz.
We like to hear, cocksucker. You've got to love the church, Lisa.
You gotta love it.
Say no so, more.
You know it. But so, the main topics of today are sports and our recovery methods. You know that, so.
It's the eggs and milk. Say no more.
It's the eggs and milk.
It's the oldest trick in the book.
It's easy shit, bro. Well, let's pass it on to our guest first. Our guest. Come on, tell us a bit about your sport, what you do for recovery, what type of training you do. We'll discuss
what we're saying recovery wise.
Anything you want, lad. Bring in your recovery method. We've all got different ideas, haven't we?
Yeah, man.
It's got the biggest part of recovery, by mind. Yeah, man. It's food, isn't it?
Obviously.
It's the scran. I don't want to see...
What kind of scran? Tell your secrets.
I'll tell you some secrets right now. You know greens, yeah?
Mm. Greens.
Get them. Cut them out.
Shed.
Cut them out.
Nothing. You don't want
to. No greens. Man's come onto the Ched Freestyle Podcast and said no greens.
World champion, no greens.
As
Tyson Fury, no greens.
No greens. That guy's a unit as well.
Undefeated, no greens.
Undefeated.
Exactly.
Undefeated. So if you don't have any greens, what do you have then?
It's all the eggs.
Yeah. So no fibres?
For recovery, no fibres.
Your shits must be awful. you must clog up the toilets.
After training, you can have some fibres, but you know what it is.
Man must be taking some dense dumps with no fibre, man.
You've got to get the tuna.
Snakes. Like, you've got to have a banana after you finish training.
No, but I
replenish your energy levels.
I hate
you. You don't like them?
No.
You know what? I'll allow that. What about apples?
Yeah, apples are good, man. Apples
are can't go wrong, but bananas.
But no, you've got to get on the milk. Milk is massive.
Milk. What kind of milk? Massive. We're talking
whole.
About?
Whole.
Whole milk.
Don't come at me with that green stuff. I'll slap
Hey, call the greens, lad. That includes milk as well.
That includes Ched.
No, I mean greens. Milk. Green and red milk. No.
No green. Oh, okay. Okay, so no greens at all.
Whole, straight out the cow. I don't want
whole.
Straight out of the car.
Straight out your ma.
Exactly.
No. Exactly. I like soya milk, you know. Soya milk. It's pretty decent, though.
I'll allow a bit.
Full of vitamins, lad.
I'll allow it. But you need...
Soya milk? I don't know, man.
You can't be having that watery stuff, though. It's just not like that.
In my experience, soya milk is watery as hell, man.
You've had the wrong soya milk.
Coconut milk as well. It's just like...
No. Alpro soya coconut milk is the best.
Call me old-fashioned, but I like my milk from a cow.
Yeah, facts. I agree.
You know what? It depends.
You know what it is as well? Another thing for recovery as well.
Yeah.
Protein powder. Don't believe the hype.
No, it's not. It's overrated.
It's overrated. Don't believe the hype. I tell you now, the amount of crap that's in that, honestly...
Yeah.
To be fair, I suppose you can get all your protein you need from like just eating the right stuff,
Listen.
I'd rather get my protein from chicken.
How much is protein powder? It's a good 25 quid. Crap, mate. Get some chicken and get some eggs in.
Yeah, get some eggs in you. Eggs down you.
Exactly. No one likes eggs.
Taking notes there. No greens. No green no, milk.
Bin your greens off. I don't want to see lentils or anything like that either.
This is what a waste. Beast as well.
I don't want to see no broccoli, homie.
No, we like broccoli, to be fair.
If you have any greens, Birch is going to come to your door and fucking knock your door in.
Exactly.
Absolutely smash your door in, bin all your greens, so you know, you better take note from that. We're talking as well before. Oh, sorry, are you going to go on?
I need to ask a question. I need to ask a question. What's the story behind the name?
Chad Freestyle.
What's the story? Freestyle.
Oh, well, I took inspiration from Chicago Freestyle, Drake's song.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it? It goes,
That one.
Yeah, we took inspiration from that and we made a Merseyside twist on it and made it into Chad Freestyle.
We love Chad, you know. And we're just freestyling, you know, we're just sort of riffing on the podcast, man, chatting about any shit.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
And today we actually did a tiny bit of planning, like we did a little bit more planning than last week.
You guys did, but I just forgot to be honest.
Smoke your shed. But we did discuss before the podcast that we had a common interest in ice baths. Ice baths, gotta say, goat.
Ice baths.
Yeah, no, I agree. Ice baths
is sick. Wakes you up. It's like good in all ways.
But it's, I don't actually know what is the science behind ice baths. Like, why is it good? Does anyone know about why it's good for you?
It's just like
man's explaining.
It replicates somewhat. I can't remember what it replicates, but it's the fact that
it decreases injury risk. That's for sure.
Yeah. No. It's like you've done hills. So you've run hills.
Yeah. Right. Hill sprints, obviously.
Your legs are full of lactic.
Yep.
Right? They're gonna be it's not bad inflammation, but they're gonna be inflamed. So to reduce the time on that is ice baths, so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And what you're explaining there is like the lactic acid and the feeling you have after. That's all a result of oxidative stress, and that's why I was researching on my behalf. Oxidative stress. Here we go. This is where it gets interesting.
Oh, here we go. He's done his research, this lot.
Oxidative stress. Here we go, lads. The imbalance between the production of free radicals, which are uncharged molecules in the body.
Look at that.
And the ability of the body to detoxify their effects through neutralization by antioxidants. Now, examples of antioxidants, if you allow me to speak. The vitamins and minerals in the body used to counteract oxidative stress are called antioxidants. There you go. That's my Einstein moment of the day, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. Go on, then. You remember back in GCSEs?
Yeah.
You learned about hypertrophy, which makes your muscles bigger.
Makes your muscles absolutely henna.
Exactly. And having an ice bath, you're soothing like micro trauma, which is when, you know, your muscle fibers tear basically in repair.
Yeah.
So you just get bigger quicker, basically.
Yeah, of course. The only thing that doesn't get bigger is your penis. It shrinks.
Oh, facts. Absolutely.
For at least a good 20 minutes after as well.
Yeah, you've got to wrap up after it as well.
Inverts. You've got to wrap up. I think the worst thing about an ice bath is when your balls touch the icy water and you're like, oh shit. What did I get myself into?
No, you know what you need? Have you ever been in one of them things? What they call them? It's like you stand up, cryo chamber.
Oh, I've seen them.
I've never been
in quite expensive though.
Apparently the boss, it's like
they're really good.
It's like but you can get them just for your legs as well. You've seen Paulo Costa rinses them.
Yeah, he uses them, but he's got the money to do that, though.
Oh yeah, he does.
Ice baths are the way to go. I like cold showers as well. If you can't get the ice, you ain't got the ice. Be cold shower. There's no excuse. Just do it. Get in there. Yeah. Don't be a pussy. Yeah. I mean, I hate them. Absolutely hate them.
Just get
after
in the
training.
Just get in the canal. Same job. You might get HIV, but you know.
Get in the River Mersey. Full of apps, but I bet there's all sorts of diseases in there.
Yeah, you don't want
to. In there, man.
Joey does his nose in there.
How much would I have to give you to drink out of the River Mersey?
I'd do it for 600 quid.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell,
how much? Like How much are we talking?
What are we talking bits? Are we talking bits? Is the bits in it?
I bet there's all sorts of vitamins in there.
Yeah, you're probably the strongest. Yeah, no, right. Here is another lesson for recovery as well. If you're near the Mersey, have a swig.
A swig? If it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. Exactly. Therefore, your immune system will be boosted.
Exactly. Eat some dirt.
There you go.
You'll be laughing.
There you go. There you go.
You'll be laughing. Right. I need to ask another question.
Go on, ask as many questions as you like. You are the guest today.
I want, because it's the second episode, yeah? First appearance on any podcast ever, yeah? I want to know top three podcasts of all time. That's what I want to know.
Obviously, number one, Joe Rogan's podcast, right at the top, JRE.
To be honest,
obviously, I don't know, you know.
Right at the top.
I listen to Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz, and that's about it, to be honest.
For me, it's the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Church or something, no. It's
got obviously. Jeez. The church of what's happening now.
Nice.
Guys.
Unreal stuff.
Guys, just funny. All the guys to do is breathe, and it's just funny.
So true.
Have you seen Tom Segura's? That's a banger, to be fair.
Mm.
That's a banger.
Seen one of them. The only one I watch regularly is
JRE.
JRE. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
That's so mainstream, though. I started listening to another one called Last Podcast on the Left, which do like stories like of murderers and like all sorts of different things like that. It's good to have a podcast on when you're training. It's decent.
Not for me.
Really?
Don't like it.
I get it. I get why you do it, but personally, not for me.
While I'm recovering between sets.
Nah, I'm more of a music man.
Music man, what kind of music are we talking?
Bit of metal, bit of Zeppelin, bit of Sabbath.
You know, I allow that, you know, that's decent.
Bit of Zeppelin, but you've got to mix it up every now and then.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
None of this new stuff. None of this, if I hear you listen to it, I'm going to slap it out your hand.
I don't like it, you know.
Oh, bit. Get rid of it.
H is like the greens. You got to get rid of them.
Oh, get rid of facts.
Those fucking greens, bro.
Episode 2, we're all just speaking facts.
We're just spitting facts for 12 minutes and 33 seconds.
There you go.
Or just speaking facts.
Exactly. Who's better than you? Say no more.
Come on. We know what we shouldn't get rid of and we shouldn't neglect.
Go on.
Top recovery method for me, CBD. Has to be CBD.
Never done it. No, mate.
You know how Joe Rogan talks about DMT in every episode? This is my DMT.
And chimps.
We've been talking about, DMT every single episode. It's potent antioxidant. Really good recovery. Anti-inflammatory. Overall, increases your well-being. I don't see why not.
I do. Is it legal now? I mean...
It's been always been legal.
No, what I mean is...
Illegal, isn't it?
When it shows up on drug tests, you get a penalty for it.
Nah, it depends how much THC. Yeah. It's not on it anymore. But there's like there's no right for CBD. You're not allowed to have more than 0.1% THC or something like that. Right. So that won't come up on a drug test. It is legal.
Actually stops you from feeling the effects of THC. So you won't feel high anyway. Like, you know.
I've just done a Jamie. Pulled something off her.
You should be the Jamie, you know, the podcast Jamie.
I'm the lead.
What we pulled up?
Pull it up, Jamie.
Yeah.
Pull it up, Jamie. Go on. What we pulled up? Go on.
I'll tell you right now.
Tell us.
Here we go. The World Anti-Doping Agency.
Yeah.
Made it legal. Start of 2018.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's just potent as well. But it actually puts you to sleep.
But it's prohibited in composition, so you couldn't have it before.
You couldn't use it before?
Really?
No.
I can imagine why.
I'd never do that. Yeah, no, not a chance. I couldn't like that.
Oh, so you can't use it like while you're actually competing?
No.
No, isn't like before your competition, like you should have a fight or something. Yes. You can't go in and use it.
But if you just use it while you're training, it's sound.
Yeah, it's
so good for recovery, though. Like, I mean, but forget the anti-inflammatory for a second. It helps you go to sleep, and sleep is a very important factor when it comes to recovery.
True.
I read an article, article results, and it said how over the course of 21 weeks, I believe, athletes who slept 8 hours or more were less susceptible to injury.
Oh, 100%. Than the athletes who slept less.
Yeah, I've seen that as well.
100%. Have you seen Costa sleep 14 yeah. hours a day?
14 hours
a day.
What? To be honest, he looks like a monster. He's a yeah, machine. But 14 like hours is a lot. Yeah. 14 hours is a huge section of your life.
He only gives you... You're going to... If he's training, he's only got 10 hours to eat and train. And that...
To be fair, he is a full-time athlete and I don't think he does anything else. Like, we go to college, uni, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a job.
But I'd rather have that balance. I'd rather do that and train full-time as well rather than just train full-time.
See people else. As well.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know because I'm a huge person.
It depends who you see, you know what I mean?
Depends. You've got you probably all right
if the
circle.
People you train with are your best mates.
Your best imagine if they're choose. Not, though.
That'd be heavy.
Yeah, maybe.
Be arsed, that. To be honest, I wouldn't go out with many people from my gym just because I don't know how to explain it. It's just
no,
like,
you've got to leave.
I see them enough anyway.
You've got to leave it at the gym, at the track, wherever. Exactly. You've got to leave it there.
You've got to leave it there because it carries the stress.
You need to keep things fresh always.
Definitely.
100%.
And
you can't be knocking about with the same group 24/7.
No. You got to mix it up a little bit. Different people. Plus, you learn a lot more by having more friends. Depends what kind of friends you have, but...
100%.
For sure. You learn a lot more from... But flipping... Elliot, you've not even told us all your recovery method. We've said ours.
Elliot, what do you do?
I do quite a bit of running, to be honest. I'm probably not as good as you. But, I do a lot of running. Go to the gym a bit, you know. Just not any kind of pro athlete, but...
The guy's a professional stoner. Amazing sound.
Pretty much, lad.
Professional stoner. Professional Chad Smoke.
The thing is, though, lad, there must be something to see. I've never tried CBD, but I do...
Professional Chad freestyle.
Yes, you have, lad. You've tried CBD in my car.
Yeah, I've not tried it after, like, you know, after I've trained and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I always find that, you know, if I go for like an extra long run, I'm feeling achy afterwards, or if I go pretty hard in the gym, if I smoke a joint before I go to bed, I'm always feeling a hell of a lot better the next day than if I didn't. So like, there must be something to that.
It must be something. I mean, THC has a lot of anti-inflammatory benefits, but it
helps you sleep as well.
More so in CBD. Yeah, definitely.
I've never tried THC, though. Not for me, personally.
Fuck these sleeping pills, man.
I'm not one for it.
I'm obsessed with being sharp.
Yeah.
I think
anything that slows you down.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly.
There's definitely for me anyway, there's definitely like a time and a place for it.
Yeah. What do you think of those melatonin things for sleep? Tablets.
Honestly, I think it's a lot of it's just a load of crap, to be honest.
I think it's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. What's that?
The melatonin thing. I think it's bullshit. You see them all over the shop and it's like
it's been Boots. They sell them in Boots now.
This just, yeah. You see, like, influencers produce... what's the word?
Fucking influencers, man.
I fucking hate those influencers. Like, you know how
get
the
a job,
eat
man.
Eat these... Nah. Eat these jelly bean things hair growth or something. What? Fuck off.
Yeah, nah.
Shut up. Or, like, regrowing your hair. Oh, my days. If your hair falls out, it falls out, man. Just let it do its thing, girl. You can't stop the aging process.
Yeah,
for so long, anyway. But, And there's a lot of things I've seen online that do help you sleep. Like, I've looked at lavender tablets and like lavender sprays on your pillow. Apparently, that like creates some sort of therapeutic properties. Chamomile tea. Have you ever had chamomile tea?
Listen, just train hard and you'll be sleeping.
Yeah.
Trust
me. You know what I mean? Don't be playing about melatonin. Give me a break, will you?
Trust. None of that.
Just work hard and go.
Stupid sheep.
Come on.
Honestly. Ah. So what would you say in preparation for your training and that? What do you do? A lot of people have pre-workouts. I'm not a fan of it.
No.
I fucking hate pre-workouts. No. Makes me shit afterwards. Like, honestly. Rumble in the jungle. Like, come home.
It's caffeine. It just runs straight through you.
Literally, like, it's like I'm pissing on my arse. I'm not even joking. Hate to get graphic on a podcast like this, but... It's like,
no, not for me personally. Pre.
Niagara Falls, man, after training.
You need you need solid stuff.
Carbohydrates.
You need to load up, I'd say, 4 hours before.
Definitely. Your breakfast. I noticed when I have it, when I skip breakfast, I have a small breakfast. My training later that day is completely ruined.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to have
massive. It's even worse when you have when you just eat crap as well.
Yeah.
If it's just definitely. If there's nothing in it, then it just doesn't work. It's just not good. Work.
Have you seen how much Eddie Hall eats for breakfast?
Oh, yeah, man, mental, that guy's fucking animal.
The guy eats like my body weight in eggs.
I don't think he does that anymore.
I think that was just when he was like competing all the strongest man stuff.
Have you seen the video when he tries to eat his old diet? And
because it had a bad effect on his health, didn't it?
Yeah.
So like,
I bet his liver's all.
He's slimmed up now though. Have you seen him recently?
He's fighting, isn't he?
Yeah, he's shredding. Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the video where he does a backflip? He goes to like a gymnasium, does gymnastics and shit.
Nah.
And like he managed to do a fucking backflip.
He's a really good swimmer, you know. Really good swimmer.
Guy's just like he can do anything. Like.
Well, not to a certain. But I don't think he could outrun us.
Yeah, probably not. But like, for someone of his size, way. It's pretty fucking.
Same good red leg. Mobile.
Do you reckon he could do a muscle up?
Maybe. No? I don't know, to be honest. If he can do a backflip, maybe he can.
A full muscle up.
Imagine that guy doing a backflip. I can do muscle ups. Muscle ups are easy.
It's technique over muscle ups.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
100%. I tried to do the David Goggins pull up challenge over there.
That guy's a beast.
You do sets of five, and you've got to get to 100.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a killer, mate. It took forever.
I've watched a lot of David Goggins' videos. Mm. The guy is like next level. If you think about being motivated, then think about David Goggins. He's like the next level.
Yeah.
That's where the guy ran a marathon in the desert or something like that.
Yeah, it was an ultra, I think. He runs like ultra. Yeah. So
is that two marathons back to back?
52 miles, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Fit in the desert?
I'm pretty sure I ran it.
It's all mentality, though, isn't it? Mentality. Looking it up now, see how many.
It is.
Miles he ran.
Oh.
Yeah, by the way, what type of running do you do?
What distance, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
800 meters.
Oh, okay.
So it's like middle to short distance, really. Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's a 2 lap, so. That and 15, but I sort of cut down on 15s.
Yeah, I used to do that in
school. Yeah. Well, can you pick and choose which one you want to enter? Or is it just like whatever one your coach sees the best in you?
I'm probably more suited to 800 now just because I'm a lot taller and a lot bigger than I used to be. But
oh my, lad, you've had the biggest growth spurt I've ever seen. Like, I remember in high school.
Yeah, I was a little guy.
I was just about reaching, like, I thought I was all right in terms of height and then, like, came back a year later. Gained like about fucking 10 feet. Like, what the fuck happened, bro? What have you been eating?
Yeah, it's the eggs.
It's definitely not been eating greens.
Cut out the greens. Listen, how tall are you now? Like 6'5"?
Yeah, no way. No.
What, 6'2"?
6'2", 6'3".
Definitely 6'3".
Yeah, something like that. But, yeah.
Long ass legs, man. It's the legs. Massive strides. No, that's how you win your
legs.
Race.
It's the legs. I'm all legs, to be honest. Oh my. Chicken legs.
Imagine taking a leg kick off you, that would kill.
Yeah, I've got some hard shins.
But you should do Muay Thai, bro. Muay Thai.
Lad, I was watching a video on these Muay Thai fighters and they were kicking concrete.
That's what they do. When you kick, it's like you have to like condition your shins. It kills the nerve endings in your shin, so you don't feel what an average person would feel if they kicked a pole.
They fracture them as well, don't they, so they grow back stronger.
Yeah, it's microfractures.
Yeah, because you get the calcium build up. Yeah. See, they train. Have you seen GSP's? What's his name? GSP training partner.
Yeah,
and it's he's this French guy, and he lived out in Thailand, and he gets bladdered before he trains.
But, I can't be bladdered. Yeah.
Wasn't like.
But he batters everyone. He put him on the Ultimate Fighter. It is his name. Jean-Charles Skarbrowski.
I've heard of this name. Yeah, I've heard of this name.
And he's this guy. If you saw him down the street, you think, there's no way you can fight. He just looks like a normal fighter. And then he absolutely batters these lads on the Ultimate Fighter.
I mean, people are different. Like, I don't think we could do that.
That's all they do in Thailand, isn't it? They just they smoke,
yeah, they drink a lot,
whatever.
In Brazil, they smoke a lot of weed. Like all the jiu-jitsu guys, they get stoned, like, and that helps them. Apparently, I mean, I don't see how it would help me. But
there's no way the Gracies did that.
No, it's just like the modern hippie jiu-jitsu guys. Like, I'm trying to think of. You know Sean O'Malley, he's a big advocate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's mental, though.
Smoking weed. The Diaz brothers. I think it all came from the Diaz brothers because they're both black belts.
Have you seen...
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belts.
Have you seen the video of Diaz on the phone to his agent and he just starts ripping a bong?
Yeah. It's
class.
The guy doesn't give
it's
a
class.
Fuck. But those guys are so fit, the Diaz brothers. Boss.
Yeah, they do like triathlons and all that.
Yeah, the triathletes, like... I don't understand how smoke. I wonder how bad it affects your lungs. I mean, it must too to a certain effect.
100% it does.
Yeah, it's interesting though because you see a lot of fighters do it. Like, that can't be good for you, like your lungs and stuff.
Conor McGregor. Like, I remember at one point Conor McGregor did it.
Well, Conor McGregor's always smoking cigars, isn't
he? Conor McGregor's just a crackhead, to be honest.
Smoking cigars, drinking whiskey.
Cigars. Do you reckon he's... What do you reckon the deal is with him, though?
McGregor? For me? Yeah, for me. Well, he's saying he signed a deal to fight Poirier, aren't
he? Oh, I've seen that.
But for me, the real fight for him now is Diaz.
Oh, Diaz 3.
Diaz 3, because personally, I think if he goes in there with Poirier right now, that's going to be a tough fight. That's going to be...
Poirier put on a good fight.
It's going to be a tough fight for Conor, but... And if he gets battered, if he gets knocked out again, I don't know, you know.
That shocked the world. I'm pretty sure that's the first time McGregor's ever been stopped by KO.
Oh, yeah, no, it is.
First time,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
I reckon those guys, though, on the topic of recovery and that, those guys must have the top of the end, top of the range recovery. They work out in the UFC training facility, and they've got what you mentioned before. The is it cryotherapy?
Yeah.
They've got cryotherapy. They've got jacuzzis, which can go from ice cold to boiling hot. All sorts of therapy.
I've done that before with my legs. You put them in ice cold water and then into red hot water for the blood flow, and that'll sort your legs out that big time.
Yeah, for real. I just don't understand, though, like, as a society, why is everyone, like, 90% of the people, why are they so laid back? Like, 200 years ago, trust me, people were fucking fighting for shit, hunting, going out, enjoying the nature.
200 years ago, I don't know about that.
Now...
Longer than that. 200 years ago, they were bloody... Nah.
200 years ago. I mean, there were no phones 200 years ago. So
not,
I mean,
you know, not in England. No one was hunting in England 200 years ago.
Right, let's say about 1,000 years ago.
Something like that,
1,000 years ago. Imagine 1,000 years ago, it's a beautiful Sunday morning. Your dad comes in with a bow and arrow and says, you know what, going hunting today. And that was your highlight of the week. You'd go hunting.
For the year.
That was pretty sick.
And the thing is about... That'd be amazing. Amazing stuff. And now... Everyone's crying about...
Question. This is a banger.
Shit. Yeah, go on.
If you went back to Roman times,
Oh, yeah. My God.
Here we go. With a fully charged iPhone. Do you reckon you could take over the Roman Empire?
That's an interesting question.
To be honest, if your phone runs out...
Yeah, if your phone runs out, you've just got to brick it.
First of all, you'd before you even get the phone out and show people...
I reckon they'd just kill you straight away.
They'd kill you for being... Yeah, they'd kill you for witchcraft.
Yeah, 100%. They'd probably call you...
They'd probably call you a devil.
They'd probably call you gay. They'd probably castrate you or something.
They'd do some crazy shit. But the thing is, imagine going back to that time, right? Without any technology, but trying to explain to them the stuff that we have
now. They'd just kill you. They'd
say, hey, we've got electricity.
They'd just stone you. We've got TVs. They'd be like,
we've got CBD.
Who is this alien?
Got CBD.
We've got CBD.
Those guys are really fit.
All kinds of shite, lad. We've got fucking cancel culture. We've got OnlyFans. They won't understand any of it.
Try and explain cancel culture to a Roman. See what happens.
Lad, they didn't fucking cancel you. They just fucking chopped your head off, lad.
Nah, they throw you in that Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
They just throw you in some lion in with a lion.
Put a chimp in there and rip your arms off.
Yeah, but those guys back then were so fit and healthy.
Good, lad.
Like, no home.
Hey. I know.
You know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to find this quote by Socrates. Wasn't he
Greek, lad?
No, I'm on about the...
Yeah, he was Greek.
Socrates was a football player.
The quote he said. No, it was a Greek philosopher, but the quotes kind of translate to this day. And I'm trying to find it now.
Socrates... He's better when he plays for Brazil.
Yeah.
What if it's actually the same guy and he just lived forever?
Nah, Socrates. Sick, either.
Back onto the topic of the Roman Empire, their training methods. Imagine putting
I'll tell you what, though, Romans.
Like a Roman warrior.
Romans,
from then,
they were all about greens then.
They were all about greens.
Unfortunately.
Do you reckon you could say
a Roman? What, a civilian? Yeah.
Not a civilian, I mean like a gladiator.
Do you reckon you could take on one of the lions or bears?
No.
Obviously.
Mate, a bear is just going to rip. A bear's not even going to think.
Hey, have you not seen any videos of people like when they're like confronting bears and shit? I think apparently if you just like try and scare the bear off, it just shits itself.
Have you seen the like, fellow on
there? You just put your arms on it.
Yeah, good luck with that, mate.
Bears used to be chased. I'll piss on a bear.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until it grabs you and rips you in half.
No, I suppose I don't think even trying to run from a bear.
Bears are rapid. Wait there. I'm doing a Jamie right now.
Doing a bear toss.
Hey, do you know what animals scare the shit out of me?
Well,
hippopotamuses. What?
40 kilometers an hour.
It is. They're so fast.
What is that? Hippo speed?
Like on land, they run so fast, and they've got teeth the size of your head.
Right, a polar bear. You've had miles. Polar bear can run 40 kilometers an hour.
Fucking hell.
Don't know how fast that is, man.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm scared of? I'm scared of fucking gorillas, man. Gorillas are so
I'd back a gorilla strong. Against any animal.
So strong.
They're See,
so
this is the real man. Stuff we need to be yeah, talking
I
about.
I like 7 to 8 times
This is the real stuff we need to be talking about right here. Gorillas.
Yeah, come on.
Gorillas. Straight up.
Beasts. Thing is... Think about it, they're on greens.
Yeah, all they eat is greens.
They eat their greens.
Gorillas, yeah, they love
all
it.
All they eat is greens.
They love it. Not,
but then again, they eat each
not as much as bears like berries. Bear will just eat berries all day.
To be fair, though, you wouldn't catch a gorilla running an ultramarathon, though.
Gorillas are pretty fast, though.
Have you seen the video about some fella put a mirror in a jungle?
Oh, mate.
Yeah. The gorilla starts going absolutely blessed.
That's classy, so I love that.
So I was like trying to beat up.
And then he's like, that's me, lad.
Hey,
that must be
my ugly mug in that mirror.
Humans, man. We know about our consciousness and shit. But like most animals just don't even, it's not something they need to think about, you know what I mean? So imagine what they feel when they're like, they actually confronted with it.
I'll tell you what's even madder. A fish doesn't know a lion exists.
Yeah.
Until it gets eaten by one.
Until you put him in a bussy.
Lions don't eat fish.
I'm pretty sure there's one lion out there that's eating a fish.
Right now?
At least one lion out there that's eating a fish.
All right, lad. I mean, not in the wild.
It has to be. Well, not in the wild. I mean,
in some fella's back garden, probably. In Texas.
Why would you have a lion in your back garden?
If you're in Texas, mate, you probably do.
Yeah, I know. They all love them, though. It's hot dog.
Probably. Oh, my God. If you could go face-to-face with one animal,
what would you reckon?
Because we've just listed quite a few.
What's the biggest animal?
Any wild animal. Wild, it has to be scary.
One that I think I could fucking...
No, it is one. It is a better one. Biggest animal you think you could take in a fight?
Yeah, that's how you should say it.
Biggest animal? Probably a horse.
No way are you... Yeah, no way.
One kick, your teeth are getting knocked
no
out.
No way.
Nah, but just...
You're gonna punch your horse and it's gonna go. Was that a lot, to be honest?
Yeah, horses are built like.
Nah, it's one of those horses. Their jaws. Have you seen them? Like, have you seen them chomp on apples?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your head, lad. They're just gonna do that on your head. Yeah. Just gonna do that on the back of your skin.
Hey, horses are just made of muscle because they just fucking run everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, they're just made of metal.
For hours and hours.
Yeah, they're just like.
I reckon. Just like biggest thing I'm taking is
speedy boys.
Nah, I was gonna say giraffe, and then I was like, nah.
Giraffe, lad. What are you on about?
Giraffe will fucking eat its head on.
But if you get a giraffe over, I'm saying it's gonna have a bad time getting back up.
Where do you even start with a giraffe though? Like, all you can do is get its legs.
How would a giraffe even go?
Yeah, but I feel like you're just gonna get battered by a giraffe anyway.
Mate, a kick from a giraffe is probably like a kick from a horse times 10.
They use the reds.
I don't think a giraffe could kick you.
They just swing the reds at you.
Yeah.
Have you seen giraffes fight?
Yeah, it's mental.
You've seen like two giraffes fight.
Have you seen when a giraffe like fought two lions and it batters them?
Yeah, it just clubs them to death.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't back myself against a giraffe.
Giraffes are mad creatures when you think about it.
Yeah, but I reckon. What do you reckon is the pound for pound strongest animal?
Gorilla.
Animal kill.
Gorilla.
Animal
kingdom, like, sorry. Straight up. Yeah.
Looking up now, there gorillas can lift 1,800 pounds of dead weight. That's like minimum as well.
Imagine if he's taught to lift weights.
Fucking hell.
Oh my god.
Never even thought about that.
Imagine if we taught them how to lift weights
and like get
imagine
strong.
Imagine if we start feeding them creatine, lad.
Get pure gym membership.
Get them down to the live weight. Yeah, lad. Go on that. Get on the eggs.
Get him down. Show them some recovery technique. Yeah, get him. Show them the eggs.
Listen,
fuck off the greens and show them the eggs. Way,
the day the gorillas discover CBD, lad, we're fucked.
Oh my god! They probably already have.
Maybe.
I suppose they've just entered this. Like, I read something. Monkeys have just entered the Stone Age, which is
yeah. Have you seen the one they've started That's doing? Weird, they've started doing fashion.
What?
Monkeys. They've started putting grass in their ears. Swear to God. Lad, get it. I'm doing it now. I'm doing a German monkey.
That sounds funny.
Give some of that Nike. Yeah.
You just go into some rainforest in the Congo and you see fucking chimpanzee with a pair of jeans and Nikes on.
In a field of soccer.
I pray for Levi jeans.
See a monkey with Levi jeans.
But you better not be chatting shit.
Nah, mate, I was there.
I know they make tools. I know they understand
the
concept.
I was there, lad. They had long tensor. Yeah.
You were there, yeah.
So this monkey, man, he was dripping.
You were there.
Yeah,
we were there. Monkey. He's wearing Versace.
Yeah, he was there, lad. I believe that. He's there. But I bet they give each other trims 100%. As well.
100%. They definitely ridicule each other as well.
Have you seen that picture of that dog?
Yeah.
There's no way that's real.
Actually, having it looks like a fella.
Looks like a guy.
Dogs don't have
Bruce.
Ears like that.
It's called Bruce. No, it looks like a guy called Graham.
Graham. Something like Graham. Or Steve.
Martin.
Yeah, Martin. Nah, it's like one with Martin. It'd be like, yeah. I have a Graham.
How many streams did you get on the last podcast though?
53.
It's not bad for.
Hey, that's not bad.
53. Not bad. First podcast.
Hey, we've been speaking for 40 minutes almost. What on earth?
No.
Hey, time flies. We're having fun in a Ched podcast.
It's the freestyle.
It's the freestyle.
Who knows what's going on?
Freestyle. Hey, someone messaged me before saying because it's called Ched Freestyle, we should do a freestyle rap at the start of every episode. Which I thought, you know what? It's not even that bad of an idea.
See you
but then again.
Like, you don't see what you start freestyling, do you?
Nah. I'd love to see Joey Diaz do it.
Oh, yeah,
have you seen the Cocksucker Blues? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I've not. I hope so.
Oh, mate. Do you follow him on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Mad Flavors Royal.
Yeah. Have you seen him?
I do.
So he started learning guitar, hasn't he? And just picks up the guitar and he starts singing.
Hey, to be fair, have you watched the joint?
Uncle Joey's joint.
Oh, that's a banger. That's a banger. just him on his ones.
The guy.
That's talent, that. That's talent.
Yeah, you just...
Imagine carrying
to run a talk show by yourself. Carries it?
Absolutely carrying.
But the guy's got some severe back pain for carrying that. I mean,
he does it all on his iPhone as well. Swear to God.
On his iPhone? That guy. Whereas the guy's a stand-up comedian. The guy talks to himself pretty much.
Do you know what? Hey, do you know what? Laugh, I've never seen any of Joey Diaz's live sets.
I've never seen that. What's it called? Ari Shaffir did it. Oh my! This is not happening. Who? Have you seen that?
Well, it's
a load of them. Joe Rogan did one, and it's like he told a story about when he's which one did he say? When he beat up that nun. That's what? Some
what?
When he beat them, you need to watch it. You need to watch it.
So no, he's a nun. No, oh, is it a mum or a nun? Oh, a nun.
Yeah.
Nun, nun to him.
Ask him. Just ask him when he comes on the chat.
Yeah, bring him on. The next guest on the Ched Freestyle podcast is going to be Joey Diaz.
Hey, did you hear the story about when he got his foreskin caught in his zipper for 2 days?
For 2 days?
Yeah.
I didn't.
He said the pain was so bad he couldn't take it out. And he just had to leave his jumper over his pants for 2 days.
How would you solve that? Would you go to the hospital or something?
He said after like 2 days he got it. It sounds horrible, lad.
Yeah. 2 days. 2 days of pure crap.
What would happen if he...
take it out.
Yeah.
What would happen if he left it in? I don't know, lad. It'd probably like...
It'd be like some sort of infection.
It's nasty.
Decent.
I wonder if it cut open.
What?
I wonder if hold on. This random thought pops into my mind. I wonder if gorillas have language. I wonder if they do podcasts.
I don't think they do podcasts, to be honest with you, lad.
I wonder
if they have that. Like,
some kind of like comedy or some kind of like.
What up, freak bitches?
I'm on about if gorillas, monkeys, if they have a form of entertainment.
I don't think they do podcasts.
Which
but...
is shared amongst them all. Obviously not podcasts.
They just piss about all day, like, so. just beat the shit out of each other all day.
Yeah, and then go mad when they see the reflection.
To be honest, I'd go mad as well if I saw my reflection for the first time.
I do it every morning. And I was dementia. Literally. I forget what I look like.
Bruh. Nah. But seriously, imagine you're some sort of like absolute massive beast in a jungle, just minding your business, and you see yourself, and you're the alpha, and you see another alpha. You're like, oh hell,
hold up!
You go up to the alpha, and he's doing everything you're doing. Yeah, and get pissed off as well.
It would be weird, wouldn't it? Because they don't even know what a mirror is. Well, to be fair, what if they see like a pond or something? And they'll see their face in that.
They've seen themselves. They just punched the water.
Yeah, but I reckon they know. That's what I think. They know.
You reckon? I think because mirrors are water
reflects,
so.
I reckon.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I reckon they're too concerned about drinking rather than looking at it, to be honest.
But every time they drink, they'll see their reflection, won't they?
Well, it depends.
Yeah, true.
Unless they get the water from somewhere else.
Well. If you drink,
I really want to see Joey Diaz next to a gorilla.
You what, lad?
I want to see Joey Diaz next to a gorilla.
Have you seen that video?
The gorilla's reaction or Joey's reaction?
The gorilla's.
Both.
100%.
Both. I reckon the girl would be scared of Joey, though. I want to see how tall Joey Diaz is.
I don't think he's that tall, you know. I'm more than that.
Let's have a look. It's like he's taller than me.
Oh,
like 5 foot 10.
Why are you taller?
He doesn't look 5 foot 10. He looks like about 5 foot 6.
No, you're not. Like, you're like 5 foot 7.
With shoes on. Lad, I'm 5 foot 9 with shoes on.
With shoes,
You know it's on the ropes.
With your Timbs on, like.
When they had with my shoes on.
5 foot 10 with me one sense on, lad. Like,
shoes off.
Yeah, if I put my mum's high heels on, 6 foot 7.
Nah, I mean. Without shoes on, I'm like 5 foot 8.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm 5'7".
And Elliot, you're giving me grief.
Absolutely grief in me. Oh, that's why you're only 5'10", not even that tall.
More like 5'11", but, you know. You want to wear my Air Forces on my 6 feet, so. I might feel that.
Air Forces are so good if you feel like a short guy.
I'm not following Air Forces, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're already tall, so.
I used it's to not something
you need to worry about. That's
Air Forces, I love them. The only bad thing about Air Force
about in, Adidas Originals, maybe that's where it's at.
Yeah,
flat Adidas Originals, come on.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like you're walking on
wood. I've got the, what are my shoes called again?
Yeah, that's what Adidas Originals feel like. Unless if Adidas are listening, good thing. And I get sponsored in the future, then
hey, walking on wood's a good thing.
Yeah, send us a sponsor. Send us a sponsor, please.
Yeah, sponsor the show.
I'd love a sponsor.
What's happening next episode, Nike, Ben? Are you getting a guest on?
Reebok.
To be honest,
you know what? We're going to decide last minute like we did with this one. This one
what's
is flown by. I'm not even joking. This one's. We said 45 minutes, but it's gone over. I'd say should bring it to an hour. Bring it to an hour. It's like an hour, last time we had about 40 minutes or so.
Keep going.
What's the
process? Because I'm a novice. Do you edit it?
When you edit it and that. Yeah, I just go through it and make sure there's like, if there's anything. I swear a little bit, but it's not too bad. There's nothing offensive being said to anyone, so I just make sure like nothing across that. And you can add bleeps in as well. So if you really do want to mark out the swearing, then you put the bleeps in. But I cannot be
honest. Basically cut the
what else?
Cut the fat off.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, what I'm gonna do though is I'm gonna cut the starting bit off where we started.
100%.
Hey, we need to start. We need to stop playing music at the start.
I know. I need to upload an MP4.
Can we use that song?
Yeah. You need to do that. You said you do that.
Because I just can do to join out, this. So. I just put it in the copied the link and put it in the the search bar on Safari.
Yeah.
So that's what I joined.
And you joined from that.
So I'm not actually on the app. That's me. That.
Man's edgy, didn't even click on the link. The guy doesn't eat greens.
Hey, no
well.
Greens.
The guy doesn't eat greens. He copies the links.
No, I can't even click on it. It's grey. I can't click on it.
No greens.
Yeah, man.
Was it actually grey?
Is what grey?
Oh, Elliot, was yours grey? Was the link grey?
What link were you on about?
Was it blue?
No, we.
The podcast link.
What? Abe sent it.
Did he?
Not the one I got.
I sent it.
Oh, yeah, you did. Never mind. Yeah, never mind.
What do you mean? Is it grey?
Like, it's not like...
It's got, an image there, and I just pressed it and then joined.
Oh, no, mine doesn't.
That's pretty heavy. I mean, I've never met anyone who's copied and pasted.
Yeah, I'm old school, mate. You've got to copy and paste. Every now and then.
Mine's old school. To be honest, you are very old school.
You've got to copy and paste. Just to remind the world who you are, to be honest. Copy and
paste. Show me the fuck you are. Who the fuck you are, cocksucker? Show me the fuck you are, copy and paste. Honestly, the day I bring Joey Diaz on
the podcast, I've got to be there. I've got to be there.
My life. Life. Yeah, you've got to be there. I'll have you and Joey Diaz.
Try and get in touch with him. See if he'll do it.
I will bring you on.
Imagine. Fly him out.
I wonder how many times you've said Joey Diaz's podcast.
We might as well just call him. Just have an image of Joey Diaz on the front. What can we talk about him?
What's the title of this going to be? Chad Freestyle 2?
Yeah, and then we'll just put your name next to it.
I'll put the description
we've talked about a lot of shit today. Joel Birchall.
Yeah. The description's going to be talking about recovery methods from eradicating all greens from your diet to Joey drinking Diaz milk. Versus a gorilla.
Exactly. So, hey, listen.
Drinking milk.
No, some greens.
No greens. I might just call it no greens.
No greens.
I might just call
the
podcast no greens. Yeah, no greens at all. Hey, episode 2 show freestyle.
Broccoli. We love broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli's alright. Is that Brussels sprouts?
Come on. Come on.
It's like,
who are you dealing with?
It's all right. Sprouts. I mean,
give
not?
Me a break, man.
Why not? Jack, hold on, Jack. No. Is that cauliflower?
No, man.
It's not green. Yeah, what about corn?
You know, there's actually no nutritional value in sweet corn.
Sounds about right, to be honest. It
not taste nice. Fair.
Yeah, it does taste nice. Corn, exactly. Like, it just goes through you, mate. It just goes through you. You don't actually take it in.
It's just shit it out.
So
it's basically just
shit it out.
Have you ever had a chili con carne?
Mate, chili. Nah, not a fan.
Chili con sweet corn.
I like it.
No,
to be honest, I don't really get the hype around sweet corn. It's just fucking. It's not even that nice.
I'm looking up the nutritional information. Hold on. Packed with cat contains B vitamins.
It has not B vitamins. Yeah, well, they take your multi, multivitamins and all that. Crack on.
Get on my mountain bike.
Take my bike. Do you guys take multivitamins?
I'll take about 12 a day.
Yeah, I take loads. I take general multivitamin. I take 2 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. I take loads of different ones like glucosamine sulfate, collagen, all sorts of
Yeah, I take multivitamins. I take turmeric, I take zinc. Hey, that's a massive thing. A massive thing for
zinc's good as well.
Zinc. Yeah, huge.
Well, zinc as well, yeah. Helps you sleep as well.
Yeah.
Zinc's really good for your sleep. I mean, how many times a week do you train?
5 or 6. 5 or 6.
Every day. Yeah, that's a decent amount. I train probably every day, but people think, oh, well, you train hard every day. No, it's not hard every day. I just move every day. Like on my rest days, I do yoga, I do stretches, sometimes I go for a walk. Yeah. That's like a rest day. Heavy day is like 3 hours training and then come home and do another 2 hours, something like that. But like, I'd say a good week's 9 times.
You've got to have that recovery in there. 100%.
Definitely. Sometimes I have a whole day off. Sometimes you've got to listen to your
body. Friday I had a whole day off.
Yeah, I think I did.
Killed myself Saturday morning.
I did. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. When you wake up after a long day long night training even, and your body's aching. I think the best feeling ever is when you sit up absolutely excruciating pain. And you step out of bed and your legs are like fucking bed.
Facts, and you've got to go to college and not the one.
Oh no! I think one of the worst feelings is like, cause I have to drive to my training.
Oh mate, don't even get me started on driving. Don't even get me started on driving.
Drive home. I haven't got a license yet.
Don't go there.
Fucking noob. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Well, I'm still 17.
I'm still stuck with the provision.
I had my theory. Did my theory fail? No.
The pass.
Hey, my dad did my theory December last year.
Yeah, that's
fucking failed it. Failed it by like 1 mark that's as well.
And then,
just have a minute silence. Silence for Joel's failed.
Yeah, and there was a pain in the ass trying to do lessons last year because of COVID. Yeah.
I've got it booked now. Again, I had it booked like 3 times, and obviously because of Boris. Telling me I can't go outside.
It's a boggy.
Fucking boggy.
I fucking hate Boris. Nah, it's Boris. The guy's sound. Boris isn't. He's not even done that.
That's a bit of a dickhead, though.
Yeah, he's. But I mean, nah, he's got the whole country on his shoulders, hasn't he? I ain't no Tory, but.
Ain't no Tory.
No, I've got posters in the room, man.
Ain't no Tory, but I'm notorious.
Hey, Big your Tupac.
Tory, yeah.
Biggie. I reckon Tupac is definitely, to be honest.
No.
100%.
He's decent, but like, not as good as Biggie.
Tupac's alright. I prefer Biggie, though.
Yeah, 100%.
I prefer Biggie a lot. I think Tupac, I don't know, it's just 2 different genres of rap. Both hip hop, but it's like they've got 2 separate flows.
Biggie's beating it. Life After Death, unbelievable. Already, Ready to Die. Can't it go
amazing. What's your favourite tune by Biggie? Good like question. Out of every single probably... one of his tunes.
I need to actually have a proper think about this. Warning.
Yeah, definitely. Warning. Yeah. I like Hypnotize.
Give me the loot.
Yeah. The rim,
give me the loop. Give me the loop.
100%.
Yeah, I reckon it's got to be Nasty Girl. Lad.
What about
that? You know that came out. Nasty Girl.
Did it? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Came out in 05. Yeah, it was the final chapter
album, wasn't it?
Final chapter album when he put it out with Nelly and Diddy.
Yeah, they're featured.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I like Party like, and Bullshit as well.
Yeah, Hypnotize. The music video for Hypnotize as well is a classic.
Oh, mate, have you ever listened to Hypnotize?
No,
I can't lie. The music video as well. They're all fucking dancing and singing. It's really funny.
Then again, All Eyes on Me. Unbelievable.
All Eyes on Me. It's a tune. That is a tune.
All Eyes on Me.
I like Tupac, Dear Mama. Dear Mama. That Tupac.
Tupac Duper Love. And a half. That'll do bits.
Oh, yeah, that's sick. That'll do bits. What about. We're all ignoring the main song by Biggie. The song that he's known. The rap that he is known. Yeah, obviously,
you saw it. He's a novice.
He's known. Yeah.
I used to read World of Medicine.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
I used to read the Chet Freestyle podcast on my movie screen.
Hey, I'll tell you,
I'm
going to tell you he's overrated. I don't care what you say. Overrated
or underrated?
Overrated. Don't believe
me. Over, okay, go on.
Drake.
Yeah, I feel like Abe's going to disagree with that.
What?
Don't care. Get him off.
What?
Rake.
I like Drake. Get him off my own podcast.
I rate Drake. I think I get why you say he's overrated. Like,
turned up to the podcast like McGregor at that press conference. I run New York City.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who the fuck is that guy?
That was actually a sick.
Anybody brings up
greens. You do fucking nothing.
When someone brings up greens.
I'd like to take this moment to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody.
Hashtag rid the greens.
Oh, iconic. Double chump. When your ma says don't leave your greens.
When your ma says eat your greens. Who the fuck are you talking to, man?
Nah, you can never meet when he starts. Who the fuck is that?
Nah, let's be honest.
Can't go wrong. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Mad. To be honest, like, fucking greens though. So, what have we taken from today's podcast before we wrap it up?
No greens. Eggs. Milk.
Whole milk. Can't be that green shit.
Trey.
Whole milk. Take your CBD. CBD.
Hey, train hard, sleep harder.
Okay.
Simple as that.
I've
trademarked it, mate. You don't have to pay me if you want to say it.
I'll pay you by making you a regular guest on Chad Freestyle. The Chad Freestyle.
Is right. What day is this going on?
But definitely.
Yeah, just
today.
It might take 24 hours to upload. I'll edit it.
You're going to have to...
sometimes it takes a while to upload, but...
Yeah, we'll share
it. Obviously, I'll put it on my...
Send us the link and I'll...
Thing again.
Yeah. I'll share it, yeah.
Share it about.
Exactly.
Yeah, get more fans on that.
I wonder
when we'll start getting paid for this.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Bitch, there with a code. Take a picture of me.
Hold on.
With a code.
This guy's going off on one, but check this out. Yeah, I was looking at the analytics for Chad Freestyle, and 5% of our viewers are over 65.
There's no way
he's probably not far funny. Off, lad.
I'm not being funny, but
yeah. Before we
this episode, we'll wrap this show up. Let's have a look. Just Joey Diaz, really. Don't eat greens.
Joey Diaz.
We've just hit an hour.
Gorillas are fucking
8 years old.
We've just crossed the hour.
Diaz is 58 years old.
58 years old. Yeah, I told you, lad. He wouldn't be far off.
Boom.
Hour mark.
Joe Rogan's like 55 or something.
Yeah, Joe Rogan looks like he was found in the desert.
He looks like one of those.
Joe Rogan looks like he's made out of clay.
Joe Rogan looks like he was buffed by some sand.
Joe Rogan looks
like he was 3D sandstone.
Minecraft.
Joe Rogan looks like, you know, you put Play-Doh back in the thing and then you take it out. That's what he looks like.
Joe Rogan looks like when you mix the Play-Doh colours together.
Joe Rogan looks like if the Hulk,
Joey
the
Diaz.
Hulk's little brother, if he was white.
Joey Diaz looks like a porcelain doll. He sat on it. Yeah.
Joe Rogan looks like a porcelain doll who fell into a radioactive pit. Yeah.
Came out of Chernobyl.
We've been chatting shit the whole way through.
We've been chatting a lot of shit, right? We need to wrap this stuff up. Over an hour now, right? Okay, guys, you're listening to second episode of Ched Freestyle. Hope you enjoyed it. We chatted quite a lot of whack during this episode, but before we wrap it up, I'd like to say a big thank you to Mr. Birch for joining us here today. Is right. Right, wrap this up. Make sure to come back next week for the next episode of the Ched Freestyle podcast. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.